Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Emily Kwong, reporter in the newsroom, bringing you this interview with two phenomenal artists who you may know residing in Sitka, and they're taking part in a mentor artist fellowship being offered by the Native Arts and Cultures Foundation. Here to talk about it are two Tlingit metal artists, Nicholas Glannon and Samuel Shakely. Hi, how are you doing?
Hello.
And you are going to apprentice and have been apprenticing perhaps under Nick for the next year as part of this Mentor Artist Fellowship initiative and possibly long beyond that. How did you two meet each other?
Craigslist.
Swiping
roommates.
Right.
Oh. I know when I was walking through Lincoln Street, Nick had a gift shop. Yeah, it was still has a gift shop called the Devilfish Gallery. It's a different location. But I was admiring all the jewelry that he had in there. It's like wall to wall at the time, silver. And I was studying our culture and carvings, wood carvings, and the design work all the time. And I noticed that he was applying it to the silver. And when I went in and checked it out, he was behind the bench working on, pounding on something. It was actually a killer whale. That's at Alaska State Museum now. But I was just kind of thinking out loud, man, I wish I could do that. And Nick turned around and said, I can teach you. It's the first thing that he said to me. So,
cool. True story.
What do you remember of that? When you saw this, yeah, how many years ago was this?
10 years ago.
Jeez, yeah, 10 years ago.
Wow. So you see this young guy walk in,
yeah,
and he's looking at
touching stuff.
Yeah. Oh. What made you offer him that?
I don't know. That's a long time ago. But I think the values of that have been passed on through me, through the mentors that I've worked with, is that we need to support each other in our culture, especially, and you know, pass on this information to those that are part of it. So I think that's a necessity, and that's again talking about the whole value of this entire fellowship program.
Hmm. This fellowship now, it's something that the Native Arts and Cultures Foundation is piloting this year and put out an open call for artists. You are one of them. Yes. In addition to Lonnie Hotch, Chilkat Weaver, based in Klukwan, and Tlingit carver Jackson Paulus, based in Ketchikan. So they will each have their own apprentice that they chose. And as I understand, the expectation is after 12 months of meeting and having sessions, you two will have completed some kind of project. Mm-hmm. Do you know what you're going to be working towards in that time?
We'll probably do a larger Chase and Repoussé piece. So,
what is Chase and Repoussé for people who don't know what it is?
It's moving metal, essentially. So historically, Tlingit community was amazing metal copper smiths, and there's a lot of old masks and tanahs and even shakiettes and collections that were created out of metal formed into sculptural objects or sculptural. So it's a slow process, and when you move metal, if you think about when you say you dent your car, it moves kind of not just where the impact was, but it moves kind of all around that dent. So it's not an easy material to move. It's kind of like wrestling it into shape, I suppose. And you use a pitch that supports it. So when you imagine a chisel or a tool that impacts the metal, the pitch supports it, so it only moves under the impact of that shape of that tool.
Samuel, where are you with your kind of comfort level with your art? How long have you been doing it, and what do you want out of this fellowship?
Well, as Nick was kind of touching on, this type of art it's a lifestyle. So we've been, as we apply cultural aspects to it, I right now just engrave. And I say just engrave, and it sounds silly, but I'm comfortable with the bracelets and design work that I do now. I'm learning all the time. Nick's always been there to help with design work and here and there. But for the Chasse and Repose, what we're going to be doing, I'm fairly excited because it's three-dimensional more so than just engraving. And from what I've studied too, it's similar to wood carving, and I've done some of that, so I kind of know some of the design work as far as sculpting pieces. And it is slow and tedious. So
was there a time that Nick helped you out that sticks in your brain?
Yeah, I just recently moved over here to Sitka, not long ago, but I remember doing certain designs that I was happy with and like putting it on Facebook, like posted it up, and Nick would draw on my design, draw on the photo that I'd post and then send it back to me in like a private message, and that was helpful.
He'd draw on it?
Yeah.
How so?
Digitally.
Just digital. Yeah.
What were you trying to show him in your drawing on it?
Just the intricacies that are possible with our visual language. So like the forms and stuff like that. Aesthetic things, balance and positive and negative space and stuff like that.
Yeah, neat. It sounds like with this fellowship, you're going to be perhaps working in the same physical space, or how's the relationship going to change it?
Yeah, definitely. So we'll have to be in the same space, especially for this type of work, because the tools are specialized. And we're going to make tools. So I'm going to show Sam the process of making our own. Go over the process of making our own punches and customizing tools for the projects that we're going to make. I think that's a real important part of it, too, you know.
It's an amazing area of art. It just, not every painter makes his own paintbrushes.
Yeah.
And you're putting your mind, body, and soul into this.
There are some beautiful old paintbrushes in some museum collections. I don't know if you've seen any of the old Clinkit paintbrushes.
I've seen some.
They're magnificent, carved, and yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. What's at stake for you both in this, in the big picture sense, right? There's you receiving training on something that you've been wanting to get better at, it sounds like, for a long time, but thinking about your whole community, what's the bigger story here?
For me, it's continuum. It honestly is, and it's you know, teaching others to teach and be able to continue to expand on that. And I think that's really enriching for our communities. So.
Our elders and ancestors have been through a lot culturally, and some describe it as a burden to pick it up and carry it and teach it. But when we work together, the burden would definitely not be so heavy, you know?
Sam Shakely and Nicholas Glannon, thank you both so much for coming in to talk about the Mentor Artist Fellowship you're partaking in through the Native Arts and Culture Foundation. And I wish you luck and look forward to seeing what you make.
Thank you.
All right. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW, Sitka.